Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian, and it's great to be with you again and to preach the Word of God. And so this morning, I want to talk about something that I think is very relevant in these chaotic times in which we're living, and that is the times and seasons of God. And so as we look back in history, we see great men and women of God who blaze trails of revival and have laid the foundation upon which we build our churches today. And as we look at their lives, we see that there was something very important, a value that they had, which they held very dear to, and that was the manifest presence of God. They wouldn't do anything or go anywhere unless they knew for certain that God's presence was going with them. But also another thing that they understood very well, and that put them head and shoulders above other people, and that was that they knew and understood the times and the seasons of God. And you know, folks, we can have memories of what happened in the past, but we can't live on those memories, the good old days. We can't keep going back because in those times, God had his times and seasons for those people and for his purpose for that generation. But you and I, we are now living in the now of God's purpose. And we've got to understand very clearly what God is wanting to do in these times. Back in Genesis chapter 1, we see that God created the heavens and the earth. And he had seasons, winter, summer, springtime, autumn time. He had all the seasons. And the trees that he created, the fruit that he created, they had their seasons when they would blossom. And so it's important that we understand that what God had ordained in the beginning has continued through history. And so this morning, we're going to look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And King Solomon says here, he says, there is a time for everything, a season for every activity under heaven. He has made everything beautiful in his time. What God ordained, no man can change. God made it all beautiful. The sad thing is that mankind has messed it up big time. But we must be able to discern and understand what God is doing in these times and how, what purpose he has for you and I in the church, in the body of Christ going forward. In Isaiah chapter 10, verse 12, we read, sow for yourself righteousness, reap the fruit of unfailing love, break up your unplowed ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes. We've got to sow righteousness. We've got to go out there and we've got to break up the hard fallow ground so that we can reach the multitudes for the kingdom of God. And so that's what God has for us. We must understand that God has set boundaries for us to live within. And for us to have our inheritance, we've got to live within those boundaries. In Acts chapter 17, verse 26 to 28, we read this. For he, that is God, from one common origin, one source, one blood, all nations of men to settle on the face of the earth, having definitely determined the allotted periods of time and the fixed boundaries of their habitation, their settlements, lands, and abodes, so that they should seek God in the hope that they might feel after him and find him, although he is not far from each other. Isn't that amazing? God has appointed times and seasons, allotted times for you and I. We're not a mistake. We're not just here by chance. In God's eternal plan, he planned that you and I would be here in this place in South Africa or wherever you are watching from today. God has planned for you to be there for a time such as this. In Psalm 16, verse 5 and 6, we read, Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. Isn't that amazing? You know, when Joshua allotted the 12 tribes of Israel, he allotted where they would settle. He gave the distinct boundaries, lines of where they could move in between all that. And it was important that they adhere to that so that they could have the success that God wanted them to have. And so we need to know the times, the seasons, and the boundaries for our purpose, for the purpose that God has for us. And we're not just talking physical boundaries. We're talking about our value systems. We're talking about the way we live and how we conduct ourselves. There are boundaries in which we have to live. If you violate the laws of the land, well, you can land up in court. You can land up in jail. You have to obey the laws of the land. We've got to live within those boundaries. And it's the same that God has for us, that he wants us to be diligent in what we are doing. In 1 Chronicles 12, verse 32, we see, we read this, men of Issachar who understood the times and knew what Israel should do. These men had God-given ability to know what the nation should do. They were able to discern the hearts of God. Oh, friends, we need to discern the hearts of God. We need to look at where we are today and say, God, I'm not really understanding what's happening, but I'm trusting you that you're in control, and I want to hear your heartbeat. I want to know what you have. You know, if we miss the timing of God, we can miss our destiny. And in Numbers chapter 13 and 14, we see the time came for the Israelites to cross over the Jordan River and go into the promised land. And Moses sent out 12 spies, one from each of the 12 tribes, to go over there and spy out the land. And we know what happened. Joshua and Caleb came back, and they were saying, what a wonderful place, what a wonderful inheritance, and these wonderful fruits, and they were so excited. But there were 10 of the tribe that came back and said, we can't do it. There are giants in the land. And so they rebelled, and God was angry with them, and he wanted to wipe them out. And Moses interceded and said, please don't do that. And God said, okay, I won't wipe them out. But this generation will die in the desert, and they will not go into the promised land. And we know what happened, that Joshua and Caleb and the children of those people that died went into the promised land. And so we've got to understand that because of fear, they missed the inheritance that God had for them. But you and I, we have to press on. We've got to understand what is God saying to us at this time. We don't want to miss what God has for us. Maybe you've had a prophetic word from the Lord and about something that you are to do, to accomplish, and it hasn't happened yet. We've got to press in, and we've got to trust God. There's going to be hardships and difficulties along the way. We've got to believe that God is in control, and he has given us a word, and we need to press in and believe that we can accomplish that. You know, the Japanese, after that, they were defeated in the Second World War, became very disillusioned with the idol gods. And the commander of the Allied forces was a Christian, and he wrote back home, and he said, please send 2,000 missionaries to come and evangelize Japan, because they are completely disillusioned with their gods. And the reply came back, sorry, we don't have 2,000 missionaries. And the second and third letter went, and this sent somebody, and they didn't. And the result was that the Japanese went back to worshiping the idol gods. And the church had such an opportunity to evangelize the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they missed it because of a lack of vision. You know, in 1 Samuel chapter 3, chapters 1 to 3, we read about Hannah and how she was barren. Her husband had two wives, Peninnah and Hannah. And Peninnah was fertile, she had children, but Hannah had none. And so she was very distressed about this. And every year they would go up to the temple to celebrate and give their sacrifices. And Peninnah would go, and she would mock Hannah because she didn't have any children. But God had a destiny for Hannah, because the Bible says that he closed Hannah's womb. But the time came when he was going to open her womb. And she, because she had a prophetic vision in her womb, she had a prophet that would know the times and the seasons, and he would speak into the nations. And so Samuel was born, and eventually after a while she weaned as Samuel, and he came and he worked in the temple with the priests. And Samuel would anoint the heads of David. So Hannah had to be on time with God. She had to press in. She had to push in. So she could be on time with God, so that Samuel could be born, so that he could be on time to anoint King David. And this is vital for you and I. If we are going to discern the times and seasons of God, we've got to understand where we are. We've got to understand that God has a purpose for us, and we've got to press in so that we can be on time to deliver what God has for us. Then there was, in the book of Daniel, we read about King Nebuchadnezzar, and how this king demanded that everybody come and worship this golden image that he had. But before that, he had this dream, and he wanted the dream interpreted. So he called all his wise men in, and he asked them to tell him what the dream was. And they said, "Well, we don't know what the dream is. You tell us what the dream is, and we'll try and interpret it." He said, "No, tell me what the dream is." They couldn't. He wanted to kill them all. And so Daniel heard about this. He said, "Whoa, don't worry about this. My God will show me." And so Daniel prayed, and God showed him what the dream was, and the interpretation of the dream. And so Daniel is so grateful to God. And so we read here in Daniel chapter 2, verse 21. He's praising God, and he says, "He changed times and seasons. He sets up kings and disposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells in him. I thank and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king." Isn't that amazing? That God showed him. And you know what? It's wonderful to know that God is in control, that God has his hand upon our lives. You know, we read in the book of Esther how Esther was one of the wives of the king. And we know that this evil man, Haman, came and he spoke to the king, and he wanted all the Jewish people killed. And so the king made a decree to kill all the Jewish people. And so Mordecai came, and he was so distressed, and he sent a message to Esther and says, "You've got to go and see the king, and you've got to intervene." And she said, "How can I do that? If I go before the king without his permission, he'll kill me. He'll kill me." And he said, you know what? He said, you are a Jew. And if that decree goes through, you're not even safe in the king's palace. He says, but maybe you've put there for a time such as this. And we know what happened. Esther had a 3-day fast and God turned the whole thing around. And Haman was hung on his own gallows. And so, friends, as we look at the time in which we live right now, it is so important that we seek the face of God, that we hear the heartbeat of God, that we know what God wants in this season that we're in, that you can look ahead and you can say, Lord, I'm trusting you. I have a word from you about what I've got to do, and I'm pressing in and I'm believing that this is going to come to pass. I want to speak to those of you maybe today that are not Christians. Maybe you haven't crossed the line of faith, but you want to come close to God. You want to pull in. I want to say to you today that it's your time to come to the Lord. In Galatians chapter 4, we read, in the fullness of time, in the fullness of time, God sent his son. And there's a time and a season for you. And that season is now. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to come to the foot of the cross and say, Lord Jesus, I repent. I want to become your child. I want to know you in a personal way. And I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage everybody out there that we can seek the face of God. Let's seek his face. Let's understand that these are difficult times. Things are not going to be the same again. No matter where you go, out in industry, in commerce, and even in the church, things are different. They're not the same. And we can do two things. We can push back or we can embrace the change. And so I encourage you this time to be faithful to the word of God and trust God in all that you do and believe that the times and seasons of God are sure and it will come to pass and we will get through this coronavirus. We will get through it because God is in control. Amen. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Thank you.